You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL number 298. And so, with the release of one of the most predictable preludes, excuse me, prequels, possible for the next episode of Doctor Who, we finally have a string of new episodes to look forward to. On a side note, that prequel would have been so much better if the child on the swing had just been a random child. But my grumpiness over the prequel aside, I am completely looking forward to this run of 8 episodes concluding Series 7. And the reason for that may be summed up in one word with 2 applications. Eyes. First of all, the Cybermen. The Cybermen, tired as they have become in the new series, have received a subtle makeover that excites me all over again. And it's all in the eyes. The new helmet design has done the impossible. It's made the Cybermen more blank, more impersonal. Look into the eyes of the new Cybermen and you're looking into a universe that is completely indifferent to you, and you will become them. There was nothing wrong with the previous design, but this is so much better. It also doesn't hurt that Neil Gaiman has written their episode this season, but it's all about the design for me right now. You can have your retro Ice Warriors. This is more compelling to me. More significant, though, are the eyes of one Jenna Louise Coleman. I've noticed in almost every promotional picture, whereas the Doctor's been glancing toward camera while in the middle of something, say driving a motorcycle, Coleman's Clara has been staring right into camera almost confrontationally, defiantly. In the character's pre-mortem appearances, she's been no wallflower, although she has the same problem as Amy Pond. If you're a problem to be solved, you risk becoming a plot device rather than a fully realized character. The Clara stare, however, gives me confidence that, possibly by sheer force of Coleman's personality, Clara will be an intriguing, dynamic character that, as Stephen Moffat has promised, the Doctor will have to keep up with. Could Clara displace Donna Noble as best companion ever? I wouldn't discount it. With 8 weeks of nonstop Doctor Who ahead, I think the eyes have it. I may be putting too much stock in these 2 details, but as a Doctor Who fan, obsessing over details is in the job description, isn't it? Thanks for listening to 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 298. More are available at 2minutetimelord.com, that's T-W-O. Or on iTunes, and I'm on the social media at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Drop me a line, won't you?